Kurt Bester is known for his film scores, keyboarding skills, jazz, etc. When he was in his teens, he and his family joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This eventually led to his two-year religious mission in Yugoslavia. On his website, Bester gives an interesting history about today's composition, Prayer of the Children. He writes, "Over the years, I've written many songs with melodies more memorable, lyrics more poetic, harmonies richer, but none of my compositions has had the kind of reach and emotional effect of Prayer of the Children. Ironically, I never intended to publish the song at all. I wrote it out of frustration over the horrendous civil war and ethnic cleansing taking place in the former country of Yugoslavia. Having lived, back in the later 1970s, in what is now a war-torn country, I grew to love the people with whom I lived. It didn't matter to me their ethnic origin, Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian. They were all just happy, fun people to me, and I counted as friends people from each region. Of course, I was always aware of the bigotry and ethnic differences that bubbled just below the surface, but I always hoped that the peace this rich country enjoyed would continue indefinitely. Of course, that did not happen. When Yugoslavian President Tito died, different political factions jockeyed for position, and the inevitable happened: civil war. Suddenly, my friends were pitted against each other. Serbian brother would not talk to Croatian sister-in-law. Bosnian mother disowned Serbian son-in-law, and so it went. Meanwhile, all I could do was stay glued to the TV back in the U.S. and sink deeper in a sense of hopelessness. Finally, one night, I began channeling these deep feelings into a wordless melody. Then, little by little, I started adding words. Can you hear? Can you feel? I started with these feelings, sensations that the children struggling to live in this difficult time might be feeling. Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian children all felt the same feelings of confusion and sadness, and it was for them that I was writing this song. I took a long night to finish the song, and I sang it for my wife and family, but that was about it. I put it away for a while, never thinking to sing it in public. Being primarily an instrumental composer, I rarely sang in public. Then, one night, as I was struggling to fill a 2-hour concert, I decided to sing Prayer of the Children. I'm not sure, I think it was back in 1994. The song had an immediate reaction on those in attendance, and I was surprised at the almost hushed sound as I sang. Since then, the song has been sung all over the world. It has been recorded at least 100 times and has been used for such special occasions as the annual 9/11 commemoration, a yearly memorial service for the Columbine High School tragedy, and a concert in memory of the Oklahoma City bombing. These philanthropic uses of my song are the most meaningful to me, because it was out of a spirit of desperation and frustration that the song was born. The fact that the song is used to console others in similar circumstances is how the song should be used.